Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
Hey, excuse me. This is I'm James Parker, the host of Florida Stories. The lawyers asked me to read this statement to you. Florida Stories is for entertainment purposes only. Please do not attempt any of the stories described, especially those associated with bodily harm and breaking the law. James Parker is not a doctor, lawyer, journalist, pharmacist, or anything remotely respectful, much less professional. Please consult waltersterlingshow.com for more information on Florida Stories.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. 78-year-old strip club executive goes on a shooting rampage. Details later. Strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of a former dirtbag supervisor who led a double life that had to come up with an elaborate story to get him out of trouble with his wife. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool. Walmart employees solve crime, nab criminal. Details later. People at Walmart, Sterling at night.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
Tonight, parenting tips as we go down the long list of things our kids do not and have never eaten.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Radio station chief engineers can be your friend sometimes. Hi, I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host. I'll explain later here on Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up on Drive Thru Brew, Jake gets bamboozled by a Hollywood weirdo who says he's a producer on The Price is Right. Stay tuned to Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free, 888-688-WALT.
If there's one place a 16-year-old kid wants to be at, it's the Jiggle Joint. And Cleveland's favorite Jiggle Joint is the Power Cabaret. Frank Spencer, he's the executive of this fine club. He's 78 years old. Yeah, 78. And claimed that he was defending himself as he shot two victims and hurt them, both of them 16 years of age. Sit down with your young men today. Sit down with your young men and explain to them that attempting to rob a strip club executive always leads to bad stuff. Every 16-year-old wants to see a lovely lady, especially dancing clothless. Heck, every 78-year-old man wants to see that as well. It's part of being a man. Frank Spencer, hopefully he gets off. From the Champagne Room, this is Strippers on the Loose. I'm Vila Hool for Sterling at Night.
All right, 888-688-WALT. Now, I have to share with you this amazing news. You ready? AM 1230, The Talker. AM 1230, The Talker. Oh, what happened to my headphones there? I have these headphones I got at Kmart, and every now and then they just decide to junk out on me. All right, when a new affiliate comes on, they send me liners to read on the air so that they have production, that during the week they can promote Sterling on Sunday. It's the only show worth promoting. I think you can all agree on that. Hi, it's Walter M. Sterling. Join me Sunday night at 9 on AM 1230, The Talker. Where is this station, by the way? What? It's in Cape Girardeau, Missouri? You're kidding. Sterling on Sunday, Sunday night at 9. It's Walter. You are invited. AM 1230, The Talker. Sterling on Sunday, Sunday night at 9. AM 1230, The Talker. And here's the last line. This will bring him in. I promise you, this will bring in every single listener in Cape Girardeau. What would that be? 20, 23? AM 1230, The Talker. Now let me tell you. The program director of AM 1230, The Talker, has been trying for a year to get my show onto AM 1230, The Talker in Cape Girardeau. What was that? Oh, yes, that was where Rush Limbaugh used to work. That's where he grew up, at Cape Girardeau, Missouri. He's been trying for a year to get my show on, and I'm grateful to his management and owner and to his consultant for putting Sterling on Sunday on AM 1230, The Talker. Now, I said to the program director, I said, why was it difficult to get this prestigious show that's on KMOX, KDKA, KMBZ? Why would that be difficult to get this show on AM 1230, The Talker? Well, and then it came down to the same problem we have every single time. Are you ready? It doesn't fit in. Well, what does that mean? It doesn't fit in with the Gold Bullion show. It doesn't fit in with my favorite show, The Audio of 60 Minutes. Do you know there are radio stations that air The Audio of 60 Minutes? You know what that means? Or some CBS news show. You know what that means? That show was put together on Thursday, and they're playing it 4 days later, a, quote, news station, a news station. This show is live. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. We're here every single week from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific. 3 hours live. That means you can call. It took him a year to get it on because it doesn't fit in. You know, it doesn't fit in. It doesn't fit in. One program director years ago said to me, well, you know, Walter, the problem is your show doesn't fit in. And I looked at him, I said, thank you. Thank you. He gave me the magic ticket. He gave me the golden ticket, because from then on, I could say, we don't fit in. We're misfits. That's the point. We don't fit in. We don't get along. We're introverts. We hide in the back of the cave and give out ideas. And coming up in 2 hours, I've got a special report for you about loners and how loners make the world work. It's Chinese New Year. Welcome. It's Chinese New Year. And I've got some story about celebrating Chinese New Year. But first, I have to mention this. There was a horrifying scene unfolded inside a ballroom dance studio in Monterey Park, California, late yesterday, when a gunman killed 10 people and wounded at least 10 more amid celebrations of the Lunar New Year. It appears the same gunman tried but failed to target a second dance hall later that evening. The hours-long manhunt led officers to a white van in Torrance, about 25 miles southwest of Monterey Park, where a man fitting the description of the suspect died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The shooter was apparently Asian, apparently Chinese, and he was 72 years old. 72 years old. He ended his life by going out and killing 10 people and wounding 10 people and then taking his own life on the Lunar New Year. I have quite a Chinese New Year story for you, and that'll be coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling. The name of this show is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
Hey, excuse me. This is I'm James Parker, the host of Florida Stories. The lawyers asked me to read this statement to you. Florida Stories is for entertainment purposes only. Please do not attempt any of the stories described, especially those associated with bodily harm and breaking the law. James Parker is not a doctor, lawyer, journalist, pharmacist, or anything remotely respectful, much less professional. Please consult waltersterlingshow.com for more information on Florida Stories.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of a former dirtbag supervisor who led a double life that had to come up with an elaborate story to get him out of trouble with his wife. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool. Walmart employees solve crime, nab criminal. Details later. People at Walmart, Sterling at night.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
Tonight, parenting tips as we go down the long list of things our kids do not and have never eaten.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Radio station chief engineers can be your friend sometimes. Hi, I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host. I'll explain later here on Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up on Drive Through Brew, Jake gets bamboozled by a Hollywood weirdo who says he's a producer on The Price is Right. Stay tuned to Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free, 888-688-WALT.
If you didn't know it, Fort Wayne, Indiana is a bustling town filled with Walmarts and banks and all sorts of stuff going on in Fort Wayne. Don't ever sell this town short. Walmart employees saw the picture of a man wanted for a bank robbery. And after robbing the bank, he took that cash, went straight to the Wally World. And really, who can blame him? The employees leapt into action, got the authorities there quick, and they nabbed 55-year-old Charles Edward Jones. He'd robbed the Flagstar Bank on Wayne Street in Fort Wayne. He walked off with an undetermined amount of money, and he had a gun. Frequently at Walmart, you see their helpful associates wearing those fine blue vests. And you often say to yourself, wouldn't I like to wear that? Look how cool those folks are. And they help you with your shopping. And they also help stop criminals. Heroes at your Walmart. Thank a Walmart associate next time that you see one. For the people at Walmart, this is Vila Hool for Sterling at Night.
All right, it's 22 past the hour. Walter M. Sterling, Sterling on Sunday, live. We're live. There's nothing else live. Now, the reason I paused is because I had to plug my headphones back in again. I don't know what the problem is. There's all sorts of problems. But at Walmart, now I go to Walmart at least twice a week. That's right. And they're always whining about the fact that things travel out the door. Things are getting stolen. There's shoplifting constantly. Well, every time I'm in a Walmart, it's pretty darn obvious why there's shoplifting. You want to know? Three reasons. One, they keep relying and relying on this self-serve checkout where I'm supposed to take on yet another job and check out my own goods at those machines which never scan properly, never weigh properly, and they could have 20 self-serve checkouts and one employee sort of standing there looking around whose only job is to take an item off when you realize it's way overpriced, or you scanned it twice and you say, come on over. Well, the minute that person comes over to help me, they're not looking at the 20 other registers. Anybody could walk out with anything at that point. Once you get to the Walmart door, there is one person who seems usually feeble or can't really see too well. Let me tell you how you get past them without showing a receipt. It's really sad how easy it is. Now, I have never shoplifted anything in my whole life. It's like the one crime I have not committed. However, all I have to do is look at that person in the eye and I say the following, and they have never stopped me. I look them in the eye and I say, I'm an old man. That's what I do. I look at them and say, I'm an old man. And they do not stop me. Also, I have things that aren't in bags. I don't put everything in a bag, especially if I have to do the self-serve checkout. I'm not going to bag all that stuff. I just put it in the shopping cart, and then I take it out the door, and I unpack it in my car. Those are the criteria they use to check the receipt. If you don't put things in the bag at Walmart, they check the receipt. They want to make sure you haven't just walked. Well, half the stuff I buy on any given visit does not get into bags. Just too much trouble. I have a receipt, but never have I been asked for that receipt. Now, I suppose if I went out with a big screen TV and it wasn't in a bag or have a receipt attached to it, I'm sure there might be a chat. But it's never happened to me. Never. There are a couple things at Walmart that are disturbing at the moment. Walmart seems to have more supply chain issues than any other retailer. I can go there and there are giant sections of the display cases that have nothing. For example, my current wife is obsessed with frozen fruit. which she puts in the blender and makes, she makes shakes. Half of that freezer section, there's nothing in it. There might be like one little sad bag of cherries, but there aren't the big strawberries that she wants. There aren't the big cherry bags that she wants. There's nothing. Then you go down further and you look for frozen chicken for the kid, chicken nuggets, gone, nothing there. Then I go to the other side. The cheese section will be empty. The bacon section will be empty. I'm like, what's going on? And my favorite soda, ladies and gentlemen, is never in Walmart. In fact, it's never anywhere. My favorite soda, if you haven't tried it, I insist you try it. My favorite soda is Diet Cherry 7-Up. Diet Cherry 7-Up is the wine of sodas. Because like a good red, rosé, or white wine, the temperature of Diet Cherry 7-Up completely changes the flavor. Completely changes the flavor. You can adjust the temperature to exactly your liking for Diet Cherry 7-Up, which is the greatest soda ever made. It changed my life. But it used to come in cans. I haven't seen a can of Diet Cherry 7-Up in months. They might have one of those big quart bottles or half-gallon bottles, but I don't want that. I don't have a shelf in my refrigerator that can deal with those super tall bottles, and I'll forget to put the top on it, and it'll stop being fizzy, and my life's a nightmare. My life's a friggin' nightmare. And then I get in the car, and what happens? Check engine light. Like, what do you mean check engine light? And then you know what else happened to me in the car? A week ago on I-90, the luge, you know what happened to me? Going along, everything's peaceful and quiet, turn on the windshield wipers, and one of the blades flies off. It flies off into the road, to the side of the road on I-90 at night. No one's going to stop to look for that. And it was a new wiper blade. I had it put on at one of those auto stores. One of the best things about the auto stores is if you buy something simple, they'll install it for me. And it flew off. And then I had, 3 hours to go with one wiper blade. Fortunately, it was on the passenger side and not on the driver's side. But I was worried about the metal against the windshield. Fortunately, it didn't make that horrible screeching sound, but you know what it did do? I'm like, it's going to scratch the windshield. And then I'll have to buy a new windshield. Those ads on TV for all those places that do instant windshield repair, they'll come to your house. I'm like, I've never had an issue like that with my windshield. But I'm afraid it was going to happen. So I got that replaced. And I said to the guys, I said, you put this blade on. You're the ones who put it on. And they upsold me. They said, well, you should buy a better blade. That's the worst blade. You asked for the cheapest blade. I said, yeah, I did. They said, well, you should get it better than the cheapest blade. Those cheapest blades are terrible. And they upsold me, and I did it. But they took $1.50 off for the fact that their installation failed. It failed. I've got a story for you about Chinese New Year. I've got a story for you about when I was a kid about Chinese New Year. And that's coming up in just seconds. My name is Walter M. Sterling. Welcome. This is a live network radio show. It's called Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of South Park.
Yeah! Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah! Boy, I think, is this a party or what?
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
Hey, excuse me. This is I'm James Parker, the host of Florida Stories. The lawyers asked me to read this statement to you. Florida Stories is for entertainment purposes only. Please do not attempt any of the stories described, especially those associated with bodily harm and breaking the law. James Parker is not a doctor, lawyer, journalist, pharmacist, or anything remotely respectful, much less professional. Please consult waltersterlingshow.com for more information on Florida Stories.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of a former dirtbag supervisor who led a double life that had to come up with an elaborate story to get him out of trouble with his wife. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up on Drive Through Brew, Jake gets bamboozled by a Hollywood weirdo who says he's a producer on The Price is Right. Stay tuned to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
Tonight, parenting tips as we go down the long list of things our kids do not and have never eaten.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Radio station chief engineers can be your friend sometimes. Hi, I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host. I'll explain later here on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight. And you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. All right, for our first Florida story, we are going courtside at a Miami Heat game. Few things are as cool as being courtside at an NBA game, and then Miami's just a super cool place to begin with. And the cameraman on the broadcast caught a cute little glimpse of a dog. There's a dog courtside. I know, and you've seen these little tiny dogs that people sort of treat as accessories, and they put them in a bag, and they take them places. Like, you know, it's not the first time a cute little Pomeranian has been courtside at an NBA game, but there's something different about this Pomeranian. This Pomeranian is bright yellow and has two little red circles on the sides of its cheeks, and with the ears pointed up, you can tell that this little dog is dyed to look like Pikachu. You know, Pikachu from Pokemon, the little yellow guy. Ask your kids. But a South Florida man is now in trouble for having his dog dyed as Pikachu because there's some little namby-pamby ordinance or whatever that says it's illegal to dye or artificially color a rabbit, a dog, or, you know, small animals like that. And so this guy is now being given a citation for a fine of $200, and he's challenging it in court. This is an American hero, a Florida hero, that says, I demand my constitutional right to dye my dog to look like Pikachu, or it could look like Charmander, or I don't know what. But I thought this was the free country. I thought this was America, at least Florida. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What is this?
Stay tuned. Part two of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We are live. That's why we get to talk to each other. And I want to know, in your experience with Chinese New Year and Chinese dining, what is your favorite Chinese dish? Now, that may seem simple and out of character for me, but I know that one of the mysteries of our time is when you and I walk through the food court at the mall, there's somebody pushing bourbon chicken on us, bourbon chicken. And yet in no Chinese restaurant that I have ever been to do they offer bourbon chicken. Cheryl, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-9258. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm a professional talk show host, and you?
I am a call center representative.
Fantastic.
So I have a question for you.
You're on the air.
Okay. So we befriended a homeless couple. And we let them get their mail here so they could try to get a house and get a stable life. So then when it got really cold, we decided to let them stay because they didn't have anywhere to stay. So we let them stay for a couple of weeks. And then we found out they were doing illegal activities downstairs. And so we told them to leave. And now they're trying to say that they're residents here. What do I do?
How long were they with you?
Probably about... maybe it came in sometime the beginning of December, and we kicked them out about 2 weeks ago. So probably about 4 to 6 weeks. They've been getting their mail here for about 6 months.
They've been getting their mail there?
Yes.
They had nowhere to home.
They were homeless. They had nowhere. They were trying to get a house and get some disability and try to get assistance.
But the mail they were getting weren't like electric bills. They had no bills. They were living with you.
Yes. So they were only living with us. We didn't stay probably for the last 5 weeks, I'd say.
You felt sorry for them. You let them stay at your house. you let them stay there. When they moved in, did you say, okay, this is for a limited time?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
We said the end of February when it started getting warmer.
And they started doing illegal things. Who is that guy? Why am I talking to you?
That's
if this
my
guy?
Husband.
Okay, well, you
That's
tell
Michael.
Him to be quiet.
Say hi, Michael.
Yeah, Michael, be quiet.
Be quiet.
Michael, be quiet.
Thank
I'm talking
you.
To your wife who's clearly smarter than you. So let me just talk to your wife who is clearly the brains of the operation, and you should be lucky she married you. In fact, it's a miracle she married you based on what her in-laws say about you. It's, in fact, shocking that the marriage has lasted this long. Now, listen to me, Cheryl. Here's what you do. They did illegal things in your house. Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you call the police?
Yes, we did.
And there's a police report.
Yes.
Then what you do tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. is in your community, there is a lawyer who's an expert on landlord-tenant law, which is the highest of arts possible in Manhattan. But in the rest of the country, when I say to people, you know, there's a thing called landlord-tenant law, they look at me like, for what? What are you talking about? Well, in big cities, it's a big deal. You're going to call a lawyer tomorrow. You're going to call them and say, this is what happened. Lay it out. Show them the police report and turn it over. It's none of your business. Now that they're out and you've turned it over to a lawyer, it's none of your business, Cheryl.
Okay. So they still have their possessions here. What do I do?
Ask the lawyer.
Okay.
Because you don't want to, and I hate dogs. Why do you have a dog? What kind of horrible dog is that?
I have a pointer mix. He's a rescue dog. He's awesome. He's spoiled.
Well, he's spoiled, yeah. Did you rescue him, or is he supposed to go out and rescue small children? I mean, why would you have that dog? Here, let me tell you, the only kind of dog you're allowed to get in the future, Cheryl, is like a border collie. They're pleasant, they're small, maybe a dachshund. And I thank you for listening, and I thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday. You get a lawyer, and you turn it over to a lawyer, and don't do anything with their possessions, or they could say that you stole them. 888-688-WALT. I don't know when I became a lawyer. When did I become a real estate expert? Coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to talk to Ken Keith Fons, who's in Alaska, who's got a great Alaska lore story for you. Coming up in seconds, this is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
Hey, excuse me. This is, I'm James Parker, the host of Florida Stories. The lawyers asked me to read this statement to you. Florida Stories is for entertainment purposes only. Please do not attempt any of the stories described, especially those associated with bodily harm and breaking the law. James Parker is not a doctor, lawyer, journalist, pharmacist, or anything remotely respectful, much less professional. Please consult WalterSterlingShow.com for more information on Florida Stories.
Coming up on Drive Through Brew, Jake gets bamboozled by a Hollywood weirdo who says he's a producer on The Price is Right. Stay tuned to Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of a former dirtbag supervisor who led a double life that had to come up with an elaborate story to get him out of trouble with his wife. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
Tonight, parenting tips as we go down the long list of things our kids do not and have never eaten.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Radio station chief engineers can be your friend sometimes. Hi, I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host. I'll explain later here on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
I'm J.J. Wilson with the latest episode of Drive Through Brew. Now, will 20-something Jake ever get his driver's license and buy himself a decent ride? Let's listen as he discusses his transportation problems with the drive-thru's manager.
Jake, you look upset. Everything okay?
My buddy just sent me a text. He bought a brand new truck and I'm still riding around on a rusty bicycle.
So get your driver's license and buy your own truck.
On what I make? That chance. I'm gonna have to win the lottery or go on The Price is Right or something.
Just then, by weird coincidence, an older sports car with California plates showed up, and the 70-year-old driver was wearing sunglasses and a bad toupee.
Nice ride. You a Hollywood mogul or something?
Not exactly.
I was just joking around, thinking I need to go to L.A. and get on The Price is Right and win a new truck.
Really? Well, how do you like that? Actually, I'm a producer on that show.
You're lying.
Seriously, I choose the contestants.
Shut up. If I come to Hollywood, would you choose me and make me win?
Wouldn't help you win, but I'd certainly choose you if you, maybe did me a little favor this morning and slip me a free case of beer?
Jake!
I'll pay for it. What's your name, mister, so I can find you at the show?
My name? Carey. I'm the brother of Jim Carey, the host.
Jim Carey? You mean Drew Carey.
Oh, yeah. I call him Jim because that's his middle name.
Sometimes this job can be very depressing. But listen next time when the scammer returns and says,
"Airline tickets? No problem. My best friend's the CEO of TWA. Can I get some more free beer?"
Dummy. That's next time on Drive Thru Brew. Word car speaking.
There's Keith in Alaska. Keith, first I have to ask you, gosh darn it, how cold is it in Alaska?
Well, right now it's about negative 16.
And if you step out, well, no, another question. Does that mean you have to keep your car running? Could the oil freeze? If you're driving a big truck, do you have to keep the engine running like they do on ice road truckers? Do you have to do that?
Well, usually I start my day 7 in the morning, and I work until usually between 11 and midnight. So that whole time, my car is running. And then when I go home and sleep for 6 hours, it's plugged in. So that way my oil pan and my transmission fluid all stays warm while it's
not running.
So
you have one of those electric dipsticks, right?
Nothing like that. No, it's just pads that you put on your oil and your transmission fluid, like your oil pan, and then you plug it in, and that pad stays warm like a back warmer, practically, and it keeps your oil from freezing up.
Keith, do you have a great Alaska story for us tonight?
I do. So let me first by telling the audience that Alaska is so big that you could put 3 of the biggest states down in the lower 48, and we are still bigger than that. We roughly have 738,000 citizens in the whole state of Alaska. And in the last 20 years, we have over 60,000 of our citizens that have gone missing. So it may be because of some of these legends I'm sharing with you, but this week we're going to talk about the Kustika, which is also aka known as the Otter Man. Now the legend has it is that the Kustika are magical shape-shifting creatures. Physically, the Otter Man is capable of assuming human form or the form of an otter, and it imitates the cries of a baby or screaming woman to get its prey, men, to come towards the river or the lake, where then they attack its prey and kill it. And legend has it either they kill it to eat or they turn that human into one of their creatures.
They turn a human into one of their creatures. How does that happen? How do they do that?
That's the thing is, by legend, nobody's actually come back from being turned into one of the Otter Men, so there is no record of that. That's part of the legend that's circulating for over 800 years.
How many people have disappeared again, Keith? How many people from Alaska have disappeared?
In the last 20 years, over 60,000.
60,000 people. Thank you very much for talking to us tonight, Keith. Every week at this time, Keith from Alaska, who is a DoorDash driver, will share with us another Alaska story, another spooky Alaska story. That is a great story. Like 60,000 people have vanished in Alaska. They don't know where they went. And there are monsters in Alaska. Terrifying. Almost as terrifying as getting a flat on I-80 in the middle of the country, in the middle of the night. Terrifying. All right, coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to talk about Chinese New Year and strange foods that you've eaten.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. A storm over the southern plains is merging with a front and a low pressure area over the central Gulf Coast. And this will track into a nor'easter off the east coast to around Cape Cod tomorrow and offshore the northern New England coast by Tuesday, causing a moderate to heavy snowfall to blanket portions of the northeast, especially northern New England tonight and tomorrow. For New York, Philly, Boston, Pittsburgh, and Washington, this is going to be mainly a rain event. But look for 8 to 12 inches of snow in southern Vermont, southern New Hampshire, northern Massachusetts, Maine, and of course, upstate New York. A new moon today means higher than normal tides, too, with coastal flooding advisories along the coast. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser with weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of a former dirtbag supervisor who led a double life that had to come up with an elaborate story to get him out of trouble with his wife. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
Tonight, parenting tips as we go down the long list of things our kids do not and have never eaten.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Radio station chief engineers can be your friend sometimes. Hi, I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host. I'll explain later here on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight. And you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Stories. For our next Florida story, this is incredibly dumb. Ponciana, Florida. You've never heard of it because it's a tiny little town out in the middle of nowhere. It's like 35 miles south of Orlando and just sort of like this island of land in the swamps where they first came on the radar, this adorable little Florida couple. They're in the Dollar General. Of course, he has to shoplift some stuff from the Dollar General. However, the employees see him. They tell him to stop. He just walks out, and they're not going to fight him or anything, so they just call the cops. So now the cops are on the lookout for this couple, and it turns out right after their trip to Dollar General, they went into a house. They noticed no one was in the driveway. It looks like no one's home, so they just let themselves in, and they're going through to see if they can find anything of value, and they do. And so they're trying to move this big piece of furniture out, but the wife is too small, and so the husband needs help. And so I don't know what drugs they were on, but they must have been really good because these people called 911. 911, can I help you? Yes. Can you send someone over here to help us move this piece of furniture out of this house so we can load it? They called the cops on themselves. So they're going to jail. Hold my beer. For our next Florida story, this is an update on something that happened in Palm Beach. There's the, you might remember this from a previous edition of Florida Story. There was like the 18-year-old kid that was posing as a doctor. He opened a clinic in a strip mall, supposedly, wore the lab coat and the stethoscope and was trying to see patients. And of course, he has no license. This is just he's like a real demented version of Catch Me If You Can. He's like a con artist, but you see what his angle is. He's not just a regular doctor. He comes back and a couple years later, he tries it again, posing as a gynecologist. And I don't know how many patients he saw. I never got clarity on that. But he finally got sentenced for that. This all started back in 2017, and here we are how many years later. And it looks like he's getting 28 months in prison. So if you're wondering how much prison time you're looking at, if you put on a lab coat and pretend to be an air quotes gynecologist just to see how many ladies you can dupe, you're looking at 28 months. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, it's the Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the hare. And I love Chinese food. When I was a kid, we went to a Chinese restaurant once a year. It was a fancy deal. It was expensive, according to my parents, and there weren't a lot of Chinese restaurants around. It was an event, and sure enough, just like the cartoons, you open the menu, and there was side A and side B. You ordered one from column A and one from column B, or one from column A and two from column B, but whatever it was very confusing to me as an English major and not a math major, and as someone who's left-handed. Later on in life, I became a gourmet of Chinese food, and my favorite Chinese food can only be found at one restaurant, which is soup dumplings. When I first heard about soup dumplings, I'm like, whoa, what is that? Are there dumplings in the soup? No, there's soup in the dumplings, big, fat dumplings, and you break them open, and there's soup in there, real delicious Chinese soup. Later in life, I found there were like a restaurant here, a restaurant there, and sometimes you can get them frozen or refrigerated in the supermarket for soup dumplings. Let me tell you, those aren't soup dumplings. There's exactly one place in America to get real soup dumplings. Now imagine this. Here's the dumpling. You like the dumpling. You put it on a big spoon, and inside that dumpling is scalding hot soup, insanely hot soup, delicious, but you can only get it at one restaurant. Do not tell me that you have found soup dumplings any place but at Joe's Shanghai in Chinatown in New York City. Joe's Shanghai in Chinatown, New York City. They are so good. I don't care when you go to Joe's Shanghai in New York City. There's a line out the door. You're going to wait an hour for these, and it's cash only. I have come to learn, however, that a 20 will get you way up the line, but it's still a long line. Those are the best soup dumplings in the world. There aren't any better. The mystery to me, and it is a mystery, is why does bourbon chicken only exist in the mall? I have never been in a Chinese restaurant or an Asian fusion restaurant that has bourbon chicken. And is there bourbon in there? Because if there is bourbon in there, I shouldn't be eating it. But I don't think there is. The guy walks around in the mall with the tray. The woman walks around in the mall with the tray with the toothpicks coming out of the bourbon chicken. You eat that. You go, boy, this is great. And then you go and order a bunch at that stand in the mall. And I'm like, no, really, one was enough. I really didn't need all of these, but I always order them. Then I'll go to a reputable Chinese restaurant and I'll look for bourbon chicken, and it's not there. I have never seen bourbon chicken in a Chinese restaurant menu. Have you? Never. But you're never going to find better soup dumplings than at Joe's Shanghai. If you have found a dish that you really like in celebration of Chinese Lunar New Year, great. Love to hear from you. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. But do not tell me that you have found soup dumplings as good as Joe's in New York. Joe's Shanghai in New York in Chinatown. It doesn't exist. You don't have it. It doesn't exist. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. However, when I was 10, I had a traumatic event relative to the Chinese New Year, and it was an incredibly public traumatic event. A remarkably, like the most public event that could possibly happen to me when I was 10 years old in celebration of the Chinese New Year. And I will share that with you coming up in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of a former dirtbag supervisor who led a double life that had to come up with an elaborate story to get him out of trouble with his wife. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
Tonight, parenting tips as we go down the long list of things our kids do not and have never eaten.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Radio station chief engineers can be your friend sometimes. Hi, I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host. I'll explain later here on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
You know, we learned a long time ago we can control our children's behavior and attitude based on what they eat or don't eat.
You could control my behavior and attitude based on what I eat or don't eat as well.
People think we're crazy because we avoid a whole long list of food items.
And they thought I was crazy for a long time because I've, you know, shared this information with other moms. And when I would share it on social media, people would accuse me of shaming them because I would share an article that said nothing more than, you know, this additive is bad for you. This additive causes cancer. So we've got this list that basically includes things that when people say, what can't your kids eat? We can't really just go through it because...
It wouldn't make sense to a lot of people if I started saying BHA, BHT, TBHQ, corn syrup, corn starch, anything artificial, colors, dyes, etc.
Petrochemicals, AZO. It just, the list is too long. So basically, it's like when we go to a birthday party, the kids can't eat the cake because it's full of red dye, which is a petrochemical, which makes your kid crazy. Or sodas or chips, you know, things that are flavored with a whole bunch of stuff that you can't pronounce.
They've never had soda, commercial, normal sodas, never had store-bought bread.
Right. A lot of the kids have never had that. Some of the younger kids had store-bought bread, but most of them have never had a store-bought bread.
Commercial candies that you see at the checkout, not because of the sugar, but the other ingredients, they've never had them.
Right. We do sugar. Sugar isn't the bad guy necessarily. Too much sugar, yeah, that's the bad guy. But our kids aren't completely and totally deprived. But the information is out there now that says and backs up the fact that if your kid is sensitive to these things, your kid has MTHFR, if your kid has some ADHD, autism, that their behavior can be affected by what they eat. So we make things for them. We make snacks for them. We don't deprive them of things. We just watch it. When things necessarily don't, when things say they're natural or organic, it doesn't necessarily mean they are. Right. So you have to do your research and you have to look, but you can change your kids' behavior if they're acting out based on what they eat.
And when we did this and got really serious about it when our children were very young, it made a world of difference. It's not easy. It's hard. But the behavior, the peacefulness, the attitude of the kids has been fantastic.
And they feel it and they know the difference. When they hit 2 years old and they know that the cookie that someone else handed them made them feel like crap, they're not going to eat it again. Funny story, we were at a birthday party with an ice cream truck. The guy that owned the ice cream truck is eating the ice cream cone. And my four-year-old looks at the guy and says, you know, that's not natural. You shouldn't be eating it.
Dan and Becky Gaffney for Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. Thank God you're not my parents. Thank God you're not my parents. No soda? They don't let their kids have soda? What? Why are you a child? There's no other point. But there's this mother who took her kids to China when around the time they were born. And the results of them being, quote, raised by the state of China, the story is surreal, bizarre. All right, it's the Chinese Lunar New Year. And that means that probably you're going to go out for a Chinese meal. There's one place in the world to get soup dumplings. You're thinking, no, we have a Chinatown. I've had frozen soup dumplings. They're great. No, what you've had is garbage. Joe's Shanghai in Chinatown in New York City has soup dumplings. What are soup dumplings? They're just what they said. No, they're not dumplings in soup. They're dumplings filled with soup. Scalding hot soup that is so fantastic. Just the best. Your favorite Chinese food. An odd topic for Sterling on Sunday, but I love Chinese food so much that I'm willing to have Chinese food pornography for you to share your favorite dish with me in celebration of the Lunar Chinese New Year. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Give Daniel something to do, 888-688-9258. Now, I was a kid, see. I was 9 years old. I was in fourth grade. And there was one kid show in New York City, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, that every kid wanted to be on. Every kid. It was called Wonderama. Wonderama was a four-hour television show every Sunday. Can you imagine that? 4 hours. And it had cartoons, Simon Says, but mostly it had tons of prizes. Tons of prizes. And the producer host, Sonny Irwin Fox, did what he could to educate us kids. And he wore a suit and tie, not a funny hat, and he spoke to us like a normal human being. He was a great host and a great man, by the way. Well, to get on Wonderama, you needed one of three things. Either you needed to be the child of an advertiser, preferably from a big ad agency, or Sonny Fox's mother's friend. Sonny Fox's mother had a lot of friends, and they would get on Wonderama no problem. The rest of us, civilians, we'd write a letter and wait and wait and wait to get a ticket to Wonderama. I believe I waited 2 years for that letter to come from Channel 5 in New York that I was invited to be on Wonderama, and the date, which was January 26th. Isn't it incredible that I remember to this day, the tape date of that show is January 26th, air date February 4th, Chinese New Year. I go to that show, and my mother was smart. She put me in a red blazer and made sure that hair didn't move. My grandmother took me there, took us from Maplewood, New Jersey, on the train into New York City. We get to the station, 4-hour taping. They forgot to tell my grandmother that there was no lunch for grandma. There was no lunch for the parents in the booth watching the show. The kids got lunch. We got lunch. But they didn't give the parents any lunch. My grandmother, a skinny little thing, all of a sudden was starving. She was up there starving. She couldn't believe. We had to go to a Schraff's right away. The minute we got out, we had to go to a Schraff's. But that's not the story. If you were lucky, Sonny, out of 100 kids, would pick you to participate in something special, either to be on Simon Says or one of the other competing games. But every now and then he had a special event. And on Chinese New Year, on Wonderama in New York City on Channel 5, Sonny Fox had a big formal Chinese dinner on the set and on a beautifully set table. And there was a mom from Chinatown and a dad and two of their kids who were about 9 and 10. And then he picked two people from his audience, a boy and a girl. And he picked me and this girl. And the two of us were invited to sit at the table and join the Chinese family for a ceremonial dinner on the set of Wonderama. Holy crow. And now I sit down at this table, and there's a boom mic above us, and I was always a broadcaster. I was a broadcaster at 9. I was very aware of the boom mic. I was very aware of what we had to do. We had to sit up straight. We had to smile a lot. No one had to tell me this. I was born a professional. We had to smile a lot, look up, look down, smile at Sonny Fox. Got it. Okay. And there I was with another 9-year-old boy who happened to be Chinese, and a Chinese girl who happened to be 9 years old, and there they were. Now we were going to have the dishes explained to us. They were going to tell us what these dishes represented, how you celebrated Chinese New Year, and on each of our tables, each of our plates, was a red money envelope. inside those envelopes was money for us. That was insane. But that wasn't the news. Something very traumatic happened during that event. Something that has affected me to this day. That has prevented me from doing something till this day because it was so traumatic. And it was so public. I don't think I'll ever get over it. I don't see how I could ever get over it. I don't think you would have gotten over it. I will share that with you coming up in just seconds. All right, this is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Welcome. My phone number is 888-688-WALT.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of a former dirtbag supervisor who led a double life that had to come up with an elaborate story to get him out of trouble with his wife. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Radio station chief engineers can be your friend sometimes. Hi, I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host. I'll explain later here on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our next Florida story, we're going to Kissimmee. It's in Polk County. And these two guys were in business together, a 31-year-old Florida man and a 39-year-old Florida man. And I don't know if business was good or business was bad, or maybe somebody was stealing money from the cash register or someone, I don't know, kissed someone else's wife. But there was some bad blood between these guys, apparently, because one of them pulls the gun and the other guy pulls his gun. So we have an old-fashioned shootout, like OK Corral, except these are business partners. And again, I do not know. They do not tell me what predicated the argument. But they shot each other. This is like a movie scene. Like, what is this, Keanu Reeves? So they shoot each other, and one guy falls over and can't move. He's just bleeding out on the spot. The other guy makes it to his car, and he's driving himself to a hospital, but he passes out behind the wheel from blood loss, crashes the car. And he ends up dying. They both die. And because they both died, we will never know what started this argument. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
All right. Thank you to a listener named Tim for sending me this one. Apparently, I missed it back in May. A Florida woman was driving recklessly on a Key Largo road. And a couple of funny things about this. There's like 10 funny things about this. Well, yeah, just another DUI. Hang on a second. First off, she's 19. That's pretty impressive by DWI standards. Okay, so she's a minor getting a DWI. Another funny thing about this is her name. Her name is Shia Miracle Douglas. That is a fantastic middle name. Shia Miracle. Never heard that before. Love it. And then another thing is, she said, good, I had this on my bucket list. And I found that interesting because how many 19-year-olds have a bucket list? If you're 19 years old, why do you have a bucket list? You know, you still got hopefully 50 or so years to sort all this out before you even need to think about a bucket list. And also, did you not think you were going to be able to pull that off? Is that a hard one? Oh, I wish I would get caught drunk driving. What kind of crap is that on your bucket list? Shia Miracle. Might not be the last time we hear that name. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's fourth installment of Florida Stories is still coming up. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and catch past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
He has four episodes tonight. He must be overwhelmed with Florida information for you. Very popular feature. It should be an award winner. We should submit that to like the Mercury Awards. We should win awards. Why don't we win awards? I'm going to think about that for 8 or 9 seconds. Instead, I win hearts. Your heart in that 18-wheeler. Best Chinese food you've ever had. That's how we celebrate the Lunar New Year. I want to know the best Chinese food you have ever had. Here's my number. It's 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. On the coldest night we could ever possibly imagine, the best Chinese food I ever had was at Joe's Shanghai in Chinatown in New York City. It's called a soup dumpling. It looks like a normal dumpling. No, it's not in the soup. The soup is in the dumpling. It is so popular that you will wait in line for about an hour to get into that restaurant, and then you will share your table with many other people, and then you will pay cash. When I was 9 or 10 years old, in fourth grade, I was in fourth grade, I went on Wonderama, the kids show in New York City, hosted by Sonny Fox. And I went on it in January 26th, the epicenter of Chinese New Year, broadcast February 4th. I remember that. I will never forget that. My brush with show business in elementary school. I was very powerful in elementary school. It has diminished every year since then. Well, now Sonny's having this ceremonial dinner with a Chinese family. Father, mother, two kids, boy and a girl. And so he selected two kids out of the Wonderama audience, a boy and a girl, to join the Chinese family for dinner, for Lunar New Year dinner. He picked a girl and he picked me. He picked me because my mother put me in a red blazer. Now we're at the table. And there's a little red envelope, on my plate. And in that red envelope is money. They celebrated by giving the kids money. It was a quarter, but it was still money and it was mine. I kept the envelope forever. That was the value to me. But here was the trauma. You ready for the trauma? Okay. I realized as I was sitting there, and as the food was being passed around, and we were starting to eat the food, there was no fork. I'm on television at a table, and there's no fork. There are chopsticks. I had never seen chopsticks before in Maplewood, New Jersey. There were no chopsticks in my home. I respected them, but there were no chopsticks. I pick up the chopsticks, and the kid next to me, who was the Asian boy, he started to try to show me how they worked. But this was impossible because, first of all, I'm left-handed. I am still uncoordinated to this day, and there was no way I was going to make those chopsticks work. But I had to make them work because I wanted the food, and I was on television, and Lord knows I didn't want to disappoint Sonny Fox. There was no way I was going to disappoint Sonny Fox. I pick up the chopsticks, and I'm not doing so well. You know, I wasn't doing so well with the chopsticks. And I pick them up, and Sonny says, Walter, it looks like you're trying to use stilts. It looks like you're working the chopsticks like stilts. And I was mortified. I was so embarrassed. Sonny called me out on television. He called me out on television and said, you know, it looks like stilts. To this day, I have never picked up a pair of chopsticks ever again. I don't dare pick them up. It was way too embarrassing. Mo, welcome to Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-9258. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Mo.
How you doing, Sterling?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right, actually. So you say what's the best Chinese food?
Huh? Yeah.
I bet you I could find Peter Chang out in Charlottesville at one of his restaurants before I find the good Chinese food. Because, you know, it's all cut up rat to me, you know.
Thank you very much for your call. Thanks very much for your call. What a lovely guy on the Lunar New Year when 10 people have been killed. What a charmer. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Best Chinese food you ever had. Best Chinese food I ever had was at Zhou Shanghai in Chinatown. Soup dumplings. I had never heard of them before, never seen them since that were any good. Anytime I've ordered them since at other restaurants, it was terrible. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. All right. What have I got for you? I have too much to do. We're going to share this incredible information. We're talking about parenting and China and Chinese New Year. There's this whack job who went to China with her two small kids. And she came back and said, They were raised better in China than they ever could have been here. I'm like, what? Whoa. All of that and you. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of a former dirtbag supervisor who led a double life that had to come up with an elaborate story to get him out of trouble with his wife. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Radio station chief engineers can be your friend sometimes. Hi, I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host. I'll explain later here on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
From Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. All right, for our next Florida story, we're going to Lakeland, Florida. And we're going to go back in time 21 years. This is so cute, a young couple in college. They're about to graduate and start their new life. And during the holidays, the boyfriend gets on a knee and in front of the family, asks her to marry him. She says, of course, of course, of course. It's the happiest moment of their life thus far. She goes to the bathroom. And she thinks she left it on the side of the sink and accidentally knocked it in the toilet and then flushed it. So the fiance has to go out and go through the septic tank. And when I say go through the septic tank, they pumped everything out of the septic tank and ran it through a strainer looking for that ring. It wasn't in there. And it's not just about the cost of the gold and the giant diamond that was on there. I mean, she didn't get to wear it, but like a few hours before she lost it. And so we fast forward to the current times. The toilet breaks. They have to buy a new one. When the plumber's in there making the change, a ring falls out. So now here's the context. We have the long lost engagement ring that you looked at, and even though you only got to see it for a precious few hours 21 years ago, that image has been burned in your mind this entire time. And that longing and that keepsake and the memories and the meaning of it, just all, you get it all back now immediately. On the flip side of that, it's been through 21 years of every single one of you and your husband's dumps. Do you keep it? They say they're going to keep the diamond and maybe get it reset on something else. Thought that was weird. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, you're going to like this one. Florida now leads the United States in population growth for the first time in 65 years. This is a huge deal because Florida is already the nation's third most populous state. And for it to be the third most populous state and the fastest growing, that's huge. Florida is growing by leaps and bounds. So good job, Florida. That's good for Florida stories. So we're going to have material for years to come.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
This concludes today's episodes of Florida Stories. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right. The best Chinese food you ever had, the best Chinese food I ever had was soup dumplings at Joe's Shanghai in Chinatown. Don't even think of telling me you found something better. Jamal, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, Sterling. How you doing today, sir? How you doing? Doing all right?
Okay.
Good, man. Good. No, I have found something better, and I'm willing to bet it's 20 times better. You're not going to like it on the first plate, but the second time you will. Hear me out. I live in the region. Now, the thing about the food here in America, I might be saying a little bit too much. I don't, you know, not trying to piss anybody off, but the best Chinese food is not here in the States. You'll find it nowhere here in the States. Go to Europe and try it anywhere there. It's because they care about your health. The sodium is nowhere near as much as what's used here. And, you know, after your taste buds get readjusted, you know, you'll really come to appreciate a shrimp lo mein with maybe a third of what you'll find in a plate of, you know, food here. You know what I'm saying? So I bet they also have this really wonderful dessert. I might have to add. It's called fried milk. now. You name another Chinese flag.
Wait, Jamal. What am I listening to? What is that ringing, the dinging, and are you on a speakerphone? What are you talking to me on? Yeah,
let's try this a little bit better. I'm sorry.
Talk into the phone. Yes, you don't talk into a speakerphone. You turn off your car. Talk to me.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I'm a pretty busy guy. That's a good lesson for me to slow down and actually just enjoy some things. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit better. Are you driving a truck?
I'm driving a car. It's just that Bluetooth isn't really the best connection. My phone has water in it, so, you know, I kind of have to work around what I have here. Let me try one more time. Let's see.
All right. Because you sound like a good guy, Jamal, and I appreciate you listening, but it keeps cutting out. Bluetooth is an evil thing. Thank you for your call, though. Bluetooth, very evil thing. Use wires. Ladies and gentlemen, use wires. Rodney, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Rodney.
Yeah, I got wire.
Good.
I'm on a wire phone. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Ovid, New York, New Dragon.
What did you eat there that you liked, Rodney?
Well, I've never really been disappointed.
Well, name me a dish.
It has a very good reputation.
I don't care. Stop. I can get that out of Yelp. What did you eat that you liked?
Oh, shrimp and broccoli.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Rodney. 888-688-WALT. Chuck, you're on Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah, well, do you hear me?
Perfectly.
Yes. I'm calling from Sacramento, and we drive 55 miles to Marysville, California, to a place called the Dragon Inn. And the chef there is a refugee from Red China, and he cooked for the higher-ups in the Chinese government. And he escaped to this country, and he started his own restaurant here in Marysville. And the food is absolutely exquisite.
Well, name it. Listen, Chuck, I don't care about that. Name a dish you liked. Which dish do you like best?
Almond chicken.
There you go, Chuck. Thank you for listening on KFBK to Sterling on Sunday. This is a great subject. Best Chinese food you ever had. Is there a better way to celebrate the Chinese Lunar New Year? Spectacular. It is my favorite holiday because it gives me an excuse to eat whatever I want to eat. It's about time we have a holiday that's not serving turkey, that we can enjoy whatever we want to eat. Best Chinese meal you ever had. Not a restaurant tip, the dish. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. I look forward to talking to you on this live broadcast, Sterling, on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
Radio station chief engineers can be your friend sometimes. Hi, I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk show host. I'll explain later here on Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of a former dirtbag supervisor who led a double life that had to come up with an elaborate story to get him out of trouble with his wife. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight. And you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
Oh, sure. Blame me. Hi, I'm Brad. I was planning to talk about the new highway coming through town. We'll get to that. But first, I have to vent about our loving chief engineer. The station fired the overnight engineer in a budget cut and sent me through a quickie training class to get my first-class FCC license. You see, we're a directional AM station. That means the signal only goes one way at night. But first-class license is needed by law to operate directional AM stations. So I have to keep an eye on the transmitter while doing my shift. So I've been doing that, and the chief engineer starts yelling at me about our power output. Peak the grid, dip the plate. Peak the grid, dip the plate. He's talking about that huge metal tube that sends out our signal. Well, if he keeps yelling at me, I'll dip his plate. Anyway, I'll open the phones after the news and the weather, brought to you by Vega by Chevrolet.
Well, well, look who's brought a station wagon, the neighborhood sports car nut.
Yep, a little Chevy wagon.
A new Chevrolet Vega Estate Wagon, to be precise.
Wood grain vinyl trim, no less.
It has a four-cylinder aluminum block engine, do you know?
No, you wouldn't know.
But I do know a super interior when I see one, and that is a really super interior.
I smell something burning.
Vega Estate, the neat little Woody from Chevrolet, America's family station wagon builder.
It's Sterling on Sunday. Welcome, my Midnight Misfits. Welcome. This is the hour where everything you do is safe, no matter how eccentric you claim to be, no matter how much trouble you have gotten into by being a loner, you fit in here. This is where the misfits belong. Welcome. When you and I get to work, there's no HR person. When you and I get to work, there's nothing left in the vending machine. There is no food in the refrigerator because that all vanished by the people who showed up earlier. And the saddest thing is, if there was a birthday at work that took place Friday, there's one of those plastic silver plates that's supposed to look like real silver and one oatmeal raisin cookie sitting there sad. That's our life. Tim, a Midnight Misfit, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Tim.
Hey there. Favorite Chinese meal. About 23 years ago, I was in China, in Beijing, with five other couples. It was six couples total. And on day two of our itinerary, it was a guided tour with the purpose of adopting a baby girl while you're in China there. Day two, Beijing duck dinner. It was on the itinerary. Gonna happen. Well, it was a long day, and throughout the day, we were eating as we went, and when we arrived to consume the Beijing duck dinner, it was stunning. It filled about a 10 or 12-foot formal dining table, and that's no chairs. That's just the food on the table. We had been eating throughout the course of the day, and here is this mountain of food that we're expected to consume. And the kitchen help was actually observing us. Why aren't these Americans eating our food? We practically insulted them, but there was so much food. It's a very elaborate celebratory meal, and we weren't prepared. Had somebody warned us, we just wouldn't have ate that day.
Now, Tim, I've always been told that if I love Chinese food in America, I will not like Chinese food in China. Did you find it to be that different?
No. Now, there are different elements where food can be obtained. There's like street food, and that's different. But if you're, you know, a person from the United States going there and you're going to eat in restaurants, I mean, they have a McDonald's there. You know, that they were proud to announce that in, this would be 2000, that they had 12 McDonald's in China. 12.
Well, Tim, in China, they're proud of the McDonald's, and here we're ashamed of it. It's a very different culture.
That is also embraced at that time by the Chinese people as a celebration meal. If you had a kid that was graduating from primary school, you would take them as a Chinese person to a McDonald's, and it was a celebration that your child had graduated.
Is there anything different on the menu at McDonald's in China than there is here?
It all was flown in from Japan.
Wow. Wow.
All the Chinese McDonald's food at that time came through Japan.
Tim, I appreciate you listening to the show. I hope you love this show because there's no other show like this, you know, where we just get to talk about normal things and we don't have to scream at the Democrats. Thank you for the call, Tim, at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. WALT, and for the Chinese Lunar New Year, here is the wackiest China story.
China, the totalitarian communist country known for its strict censorship and control over many aspects of daily life, may actually be a great place to raise your kids. At least that's what one American fashion designer is claiming. Heather Kay is praising the authoritarian regime for their role in, quote, co-parenting her children, and is calling for the United States to take notes. Kay moved to Shanghai in 2006 and enrolled her two daughters in local school there. In an opinion piece she penned for the New York Times titled, China helped raise my American kids and they turned out fine.
This wacky designer goes to China with her kids, raises them there, enrolls them in elementary school. And she thinks it's great. The rules about eating, sleeping, how many hours a day they have to sleep, what they get to wear. She thinks this was all fantastic. And then when COVID hit, oh, she found those rules a little too restrictive, that she was stuck in the apartment all day with her kids and her husband. That was a little too restrictive. So she came home. Well, you see, her kids were suffering under those rules all the time. But they couldn't express it. They didn't know how to express it. They were taught to think that that's fine. But the minute those rules started to apply to her, oh, my gosh, we can't have that. Oh, my gosh. And then she came home. But she said the dietary rules, the discipline involved in going to school, all of that was so much better in China. This was a dress designer who went to China with her husband and her two young kids. She thought that the American school system should learn from this. Let me tell you what I've learned from this story. Here is a mother who doesn't have a clue how to be a mother, who doesn't know how to say no to her children, doesn't know how to give them the right food and make them actually eat the right food. She was relying on the communist dictatorial state of China to raise her children. And to me, that's just a parent who gave up at birth, didn't even want to have to think about it from birth, and then comes home and justifies her existence in China to an op-ed page in the New York Times. Oh, my gosh. This is the wackiest story ever.
China, the totalitarian communist country known for its strict censorship and control over many aspects of daily life, may actually be a great place to raise your kids. At least that's what one American fashion designer is claiming. Heather Kay is praising the authoritarian regime for their role in, quote, co-parenting her children, and is calling for the United States to take notes. Kay moved to Shanghai in 2006 and enrolled her two daughters in local school there. In an opinion piece she penned for the New York Times titled, China helped raise my American kids and they turned out fine.
Oh, yeah. But we don't know how they turned out. I don't even know how old those kids are now. We don't know if they turned out fine. They're probably living in terror that they'd be beaten or sent off to a re-education camp. I wonder what would have happened if her kids were a discipline problem. I wonder what would have happened if the Chinese school system actually had to deal with them on a disciplinary level. Apparently, they were easy children. That would be my hunch. Can you imagine that? I'm Walter M. Sterling. It is the Lunar New Year, and coming up in just seconds, we're going to talk about the astonishing news that the group S Club 7 may be reforming. That's in seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of a former dirtbag supervisor who led a double life that had to come up with an elaborate story to get him out of trouble with his wife. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight. And you on the toll-free 888-688. WALT.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Big Mike.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
888-688-WALT. The big news is that after 25 years, the group that you never could admit that you loved may be reestablishing themselves, having a reunion tour. S Club 7.
Don't stop, never give up. Hold you in high and reach the top.
There are certain groups, certain things that you and I love, but you can't admit to anybody. Like, you loved that song by S Club 7, didn't you? But you couldn't tell anybody. It would be very embarrassing.
Don't stop, never give up. Hold you in high and reach the top. Let the world see what you have got. Bring it all back to you.
And you're sitting there going, oh, yeah, I love that, but you never told anybody. There ain't no reunion like an S Club reunion. Hit 90s band S Club 7 are joining forces 25 years after they first found fame, with music mogul boss Simon Fuller bringing them back. S Club 7's old boss called each of the seven stars in person to suggest the project and said it would only work if all of them came together. I'll have details about this for you coming up every week until it happens. Hello, Diaz. Hello, Diaz. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi.
Walter, can you hear me?
Sir, I can hear you.
Okay. First off, I'd like to say I love your show.
Bless you.
You're great. Man, I'm telling you right now, man, you put a smile on my face every Sunday night. I don't know what else to say about that, but...
Well, we'll use it in a promo. Diaz, we're going to use it in a promo.
Chinese, what's that?
We will use what you said in a promo. It'll be eternal.
Okay, great. I have a Chinese food. It's very simple. It's just fried wonton. I only know of one place that does it. And what I would do is I would get the regular wonton soup, but get the fried wonton and just dip it in the broth. And it's incredible. It's so simple, but it's great. But I only know of one place that does it.
Which place does it, Diaz?
There's a place in Warminster, PA. That does it. I believe it's called the China Kitchen.
It does sound delicious, Diaz, and I appreciate you calling me. Thank you very much. It sounds spectacular. This is my Chinese food porn. I wanted you to share the things you liked from the Chinese menu in celebration of the Lunar New Year. And now Chef Drew. Chef Drew has the job you and I want. He is a chef on the super yachts off the coast of Miami. Hello, Chef Drew. What you got going on?
I tell you, Walter, I had a great weekend. It must be really cold in Chicago right now because we had a ton of folks from Chicago come down. And have you ever seen the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Everybody has. It's a law. You have to see it.
Awesome. Well, the fellow that he impersonated at the internet restaurant was a gentleman named Abe Froman. Abe Froman was the king of sausages. And I think I met a sort of Abe Froman this weekend. Nice family from Chicago. Entire family from baby all the way up to grandma was on the boat with us. Typical family. People in food flying everywhere. And one thing that stuck out in my mind was grandma. I'm always particular about the old folks, making sure they're comfortable and what have you. And I kind of noticed she was a little bored. Everybody's running around her. The kids are having fun. So finally, I just stepped to her. And I sat down. She didn't speak a lick of English. She spoke Polish. And I looked at her. I said, you know, in English, I said, you like dancing? And she said, you know, a little bit. So I, on the television, I found for her Lawrence Welk. And she was just as happy as can be. And the polka music was playing. She grabbed me. She was dancing with me, teaching me some steps, what have you. She finally started to have a really good time, and I felt really good about that. I remember what – I'm going to try to remember – say it properly. She called me her Mumawek Sunzi, I think it was, and that's supposed to mean her little prince.
What did you make her to eat?
She had what everybody else had. We had – a bevy of steaks, always Florida seafood. I always try to interject that. And he brought some sausages. They were awesome. They were awesome. He brought a whole case of sausages for us. It was amazing. It was a really good weekend, especially with all the family. The family vibe is always cool. I always enjoy that the most.
And now make us jealous. What was the weather like, Drew?
Oh, it was warm and lovely, sir. Sunny all weekend. It was just, it was amazing. And the folks, they had a really good time. You could see that everybody was just lounging in the sun like seal. It was awesome. Everybody had a real good time.
Now, Chef Drew gave us the most important lesson about seafood. When ordering seafood, I'm not supposed to say, is the seafood fresh? What am I supposed to say?
You're supposed to say, I want new fish.
And if I did that in a restaurant, a normal restaurant, would they understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely not. They would probably send somebody out to you, like maybe a manager, maybe the chef. And if they're honest about it, the chef will look and say, listen, I don't have any new fish, but I'll give you the freshest I have. At that point, you take it. But if they have new fish, that's always the best.
Because every restaurant or boat says it's fresh. No one's going to say it's old.
Right. All fresh. All fish is fresh. The minute what that indicates is that it touched ice. So the minute that the fish touches ice or any of the products touch ice, it's fresh. If it doesn't touch ice and it comes from the water to your plate, that's new fish. It doesn't taste any better than that, my friend.
Chef Drew, these are fantastic lessons. Will you come on next week and give us more?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Now, I understand there was some scandal that you would call the show the past 2 weeks and nobody picked up the phone. Are you making that up, or did that really happen? Did that really happen?
Yes, sir. Yes, it goes to that annoying, that really super annoying tone at the end there. And I tried a few times, and last week was sort of busy for me, so I was a little missed by it. But we got that cleared up, obviously, and this will work just well.
Well, you're a very important part of the show, Chef Drew, and I thank you very much for being with us tonight on Sterling on Sunday. My number is 888-688-WALT. And then we're going to go into this in great detail, but there's Brittany Snow. There isn't a man alive who hasn't seen Brittany Snow on American Dreams or in Pitch Perfect and didn't fall in love with her immediately. And then 2 years ago, she ruined our lives and she went and married a creepy guy, a tall, handsome, creepy guy who came from a little real estate money. But he had spooky tattoos. I hadn't seen that until the latest coverage of Brittany Snow and her alleged husband. He had creepy tattoos, but then they did this weird thing. They put out a press release saying, we're getting a divorce, we're getting separated, and they say,
I've asked our publicist to announce on TV and in newspapers that we request privacy at this difficult time.
They always request privacy in the press release. More of this incredible story coming up.
Listen to KMBZ on Odyssey. Download the Odyssey app today.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
The simplest healthy habit to start this new year is one for your dog. Every day, more dog people and more vets are quitting the kibble, kicking the cans, and feeding their dogs dog food that's actually, well, food. The Farmer's Dog food is developed with vets, made fresh from real meat and veggies, portioned for your dog, and delivered right to your door. Get 50% off your first box of smarter, healthier pet food at thefarmersdog.com/freshstart. That's thefarmersdog.com/freshstart.
KMBZ is always live on the Odyssey app.
On the Odyssey app.
Download the app today.
Businesses, they can help you too. They do all the work, no charge upfront, and simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Find out if your business qualifies. Just go to getrefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Getrefunds.com, getrefunds.com.
The NLS Braille and Audio Reading Download Service gives patrons with visual impairments or physical limitations the freedom to read their way.
Bard is this beautiful web-based program for searching for books and for the ability to download them.
It's a great way to have a book with you without carrying a book.
For information about the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Library of Congress, visit loc.gov/thatallmayread.
You are not your diagnosis.
A medical chart is not your identity.
And vision loss does not define you.
Your drive shows who you are.
And you are not alone.
Because we are driven too.
To be a beacon of strength.
A champion of courage.
An advocate for hope.
You are not alone.
Because we are stronger together.
We drive the research for the cures we are finding.
We're fighting macular degeneration,
retinitis pigmentosa,
Usher syndrome,
and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases.
We fund.
We fight.
We win.
We are the foundation fighting blindness.
Together, we are fighting blindness.
Join the fight at fightingblindness.org.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that split second, her life changes forever. The toll of breast cancer is great. The need to support those who are battling the disease today is even greater. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime. United by hope, we can end breast cancer. Join our fight. Save lives.
We've got to ensure access to helium for all.
Helium Equity. Of all the nuttery I've heard in my life, of all the gin joints in all the world, this whack job had a walk into mine.
You're not worried about helium inequity?
I would have thought maybe, crime, fentanyl, the border. I don't know. It's Helium Equity, one of the most
pressing issues of the day.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD, and on the free Odyssey app.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Recovery from mental and substance use disorders is real. It happens every day.
You can recover.
Discover hope and help.
Never give up on yourself.
Join the voices for recovery. For confidential information for mental and substance use disorders, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Johnny Depp.
If there's a dialogue between two people, both people need to speak, but there was no way to fit a word in.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to share a story called The Riddler, The Pooch, and The Prostitute. So there was a Persicony supervisor in my precinct we used to call the Riddler. He was famous for issuing command disciplines for minor infractions. The only thing remarkable about this guy is that he led a double life that almost got him killed at his own bed. He always believed himself to be the smartest guy in the room. The Riddler had an annoying trait of answering a question with a question. He was the equivalent of a bad search engine and capable of supplying a feasible answer to a simple question. To get anything out of this guy was work. Before his promotion to sergeant, the Riddler spent his days as a police officer wandering around Central Park, feeding the ducks while avoiding police work at all costs. After he got his stripes, everything changed. If you were 2 minutes late for a roll call or forgot to sign out after work, he'd write you up. The guy was a dead ringer for actor Bruce Dern, and nobody enjoyed in delivering bad news more than the Riddler. Whenever he'd deny a day off or give you an internal affairs notification, he'd always have a smart-ass remark. By day, he was an obnoxious supervisor with a wife and kids and a house up in the suburbs. By night, he used to make it rain in local strip clubs, showering exotic dancers with an endless supply of dollar bills. One evening after drinks and lap dances, the promiscuous supervisor took the party into the front seat of his car. After paying for services rendered, the Riddler thanked the well-paid sex worker and drove home through a midsummer night's thunderstorm. He was thoughtful not to wake his sleeping spouse. He drunkenly tiptoed through the dark while tossing his wet clothes onto the floor before climbing into bed. The following morning, his wife wakes up and she's screaming her head off, demanding to know what happened the night before. Stunned, the Riddler gets out of his bed, trying to figure out how much his wife knows. If she knew he had been partying at a strip club, messing around with hookers in the family vehicle, chances are she would have shot him in his sleep. "Where were you last night?" she screams. He goes, "I stopped for a couple of drinks with the guys after work." She goes, "Then why is there blood in the car?" "Oh, that," he tells her, "don't worry about that. What happened?" He goes, "I was coming home in a rainstorm. It was pouring out, and I hit this dog with my car." She goes, "And?" He says, "Well, I put the dog in the front seat of the car. I drove around all night looking for a vet, and the dog died in the car. I took the dog into the woods, and I buried him." Now, any reasonable person is not going to believe this nonsense. So when I told my partner the story, he goes, "You know what's going to happen next?" And I said, "What's that?" And he goes, "Well, the next delivery man that comes to that door is going to have a hell of a time with his wife." So be sure to check out my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus, Cops, Crime, and Chaos.
He has a great store on Amazon, Vic Ferrari. He has a terrific store for all of his books and his stories, and he is the best friend a show could ever have. Now, far more important,
I've asked our publicist to announce on TV and in newspapers that we request privacy at this difficult time.
Every press release from a Hollywood something asks for privacy at this time. And now, Brittany Snow, who you have a crush on, if you're a man, you have a crush on, and even if you're Anna Kendrick, you have a crush on Brittany Snow. She was in Pitch Perfect, American Dreams, cute as hell, blonde, biggest blue eyes you ever saw, right? 2 years ago, she gets married. She gets married to this guy who's twice as big as she is. I guess that must have been a lot of the attraction. And he came from a little real estate money in Malibu. Okay, that's some more of the attraction. But then he takes off his shirt and he wears swimsuits. And I'm like, he's got the ugliest tattoos I've ever seen. I believe anybody who has a tattoo bigger than a little daisy on their ankle, run like hell. Just run like hell. Then, I guess because he knew Brittany, was married to Brittany, he kind of weaseled his way onto a TV show, Selling Sunset. He gets on Selling Sunset as a realtor, as a real estate agent. And he's very tall and handsome and has a few bucks. And all of the women on the show seem to be flirting with him nonstop. And there's an episode where one of them kiss him. And I believe Brittany did not want him to go on this show, period. Why? Well, it's a tacky show, and Brittany is a class act. She didn't want him going on the show. He goes on the show. You know, he wanted to have a career. Let me tell you, you marry the Queen of America, that's your career. It's just like being in England. Your job is to take care of the Queen. Well, Brittany Snow is a queen. She is a queen of American television and movies, and she is beloved. That's your job. Your job is to take care of Brittany Snow. That's your wife. She has a few bucks. You have a few bucks. You can sit in Malibu and stare at each other, but you don't go on, quote, reality TV and a crummy reality TV show at that and cheat on Brittany Snow. You just don't do that. Okay? Got it? But then don't be such a jack to put out a press release saying, okay, press release, we're getting a divorce. All right, well, if you didn't want anyone to know you're getting a divorce, don't put out a press release. Put out a press release saying...
I've asked our publicist to announce on TV and in newspapers that we request privacy at this difficult time.
How stupid is that? Every one of these divorces comes with, we're requesting privacy. What do you think I was going to do? Knock on your door and ask you, how's the divorce going? I wasn't going to stop you at Dunkin' Donuts and say, you know, how's the divorce going? This is stupid. I hate that. Idiots. Now, Elizabeth Holmes, the woman who started Theranos, and she committed fraud. She was convicted of committing fraud, raising hundreds of millions of dollars for a machine that could give you blood test results, multiple results, with one drop of blood. Now, what inspired this? What inspired is that she was afraid of getting vials and vials and vials of blood taken from her with a big hypodermic needle. Okay. She was determined to find a machine, that would do it with one drop of blood. And then... Then she did this.
Holmes has not shown, quote, clear and convincing evidence that she is not a flight risk, in large part because she allegedly planned a flight to Mexico after being convicted. So, prosecutors said in the filing that Holmes's legal defense has argued that she has a, quote, flawless pretrial record, but does not mention her, quote, attempt to flee. They said the government learned on January 23rd last year that Holmes booked a one-way flight to Mexico scheduled for January the 26th, but a return flight was not scheduled. The government then mentioned the trip to Holmes's defense attorney, and the flight was canceled after that.
Oh, a flight risk. She didn't want to go to jail. She wanted to go to Mexico instead. I'm thinking, why would you want to go to Mexico? I know. It's because a lot of people just like you, Elizabeth, live there.
Going on 13 years old, the first time I took a life. It's just one day, I mean... Got invited to Mexico. I didn't know what was going on at first. And I see about six people kneeling down. Then the individual, the person in charge, they start laughing. And I think they saw that scared, panicked look in my face and asked me if I had ever killed somebody. And I said I had.
So, there you are, Elizabeth, with your people in Mexico. The only smart thing I've ever heard her do is want to flee from going to prison. She has two kids, a husband, and they're sentencing her to jail for, what is it, 11 years for fraud? And that's the real problem. She's being sentenced for fraud, for convincing really rich, incredibly smart guys to give her money. But she wasn't convicted of causing harm to the patients. Her machine gave false results, no results to people suffering from cancer and other diseases. And she wasn't convicted of any of that. Instead, she was convicted of having made George Shultz into a chump. Yeah, instead of fooling George Shultz.
We're going to move into a more and more preventive world. Number one, by creating a situation where people take more responsibility for themselves. It's my health, so I care about it more than anybody else does.
Sophisticated investors. Highly qualified, high-worth investors. George Shultz, Henry Kissinger, many others gave this hot blonde money. A lot of money. The DeVos family, the former Secretary of Education, gave her like $100 million. What? They all gave her money, and not one of them said, can I see the machine? Could I please see the machine? Because in my opinion, everybody who gave money to her, to Theranos or whatever it is, they're culpable. They provided the fuel to set up a machine that didn't work, perpetuated on the American public, and give false hope and false readings to people who had serious health issues. They're all fine. No, there's no problem.